Hello, and welcome to the Get Lean and Eat Clean podcast. My name is Brian Grin. I'm a certified health coach, trainer, and author. And this podcast is for middle-aged men and women looking to optimize their health and get their bodies back to what it once was 10 to 15 years ago. I will give you simple, actionable items to get long-term sustainable results. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. All right, welcome to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. My name is Brian Grin. I hope you had a great weekend and happy Tuesday. If you're listening on Tuesday, hope you had a chance to listen to my interview with performance and mindset coach Paul Salter. We discussed how self-sabotaging behaviors can be a detriment to your weight loss goals. We also got into hypnotherapy, the power of word choice, the importance of community and belonging, and much, much more. So if you haven't already, I highly recommend listening to my interview with performance coach Paul Salter. Now, on today's micro podcast, we are going to discuss ways to naturally increase testosterone as we get older, because it typically tends to drop from our mid-30s on about 1% to 2% per year. And it's important to start to learn ways to naturally increase it just to get ahead of the curve, because testosterone can be linked to helping with muscle mass, strength, libido, sex drive, improved mood, and bone strength. So one other thing to understand is that there isn't a perfect number for testosterone. It'll vary based on the individuals, but there's a range between about 240 and 950 nanograms per deciliter. So I think it's important to find out where you fall in that range and to maybe do some certain activities from a weekly and monthly basis to help naturally increase it. One of those ways is to attempt to keep your body fat percentage at a reasonable range between about 8 and 15%. You don't want it too low and you don't want it too high. Research shows as body fat percentage rises, your testosterone will fall and your estrogen levels will increase. The more fat you have, the higher the aromatase activity, and essentially that is going to convert your testosterone to estrogen. By lowering your body fat, you're going to lower your aromatase activity and more testosterone is left over. So it's important to understand that there's a link there. There was a 2013 meta-analysis where 20 relevant studies showed overweight subjects were able to experience an increase of 120 nanograms per deciliter after losing a significant amount of fat. So they increased their testosterone roughly 20 to 50% by getting their body fat percentage in a reasonable range. Now, one of the things to understand is this can take time and patience, but if you can get it between typically a range between about 8 and 15%, you are going to be much better off when it comes to testosterone. Number two is making sure that you're getting correct micronutrients. And I think it's more difficult in this day and age, mainly because of the soil depletion we have. But two of the nutrients that come up most when it comes to testosterone is vitamin D, which is typically a hormone, and zinc. Now, you can get these from foods. And there was a 2011 study showing that one-year supplementation of vitamin D for those who were deficient increased testosterone levels by about 20%. Another study showing in the Journal of Nutrition that 3 months of daily supplementation of zinc, males were deficient were almost able to double their testosterone in about 3 months. So these are blood levels that you could definitely get checked out maybe every 3 to 6 months just to see where you're at, because most people are deficient in both vitamin D and zinc. So I would advise either going through supplementation or trying to get it through your diet. Zinc, typical foods that are high in zinc, poultry, beans, nuts, and seafood, in particular oysters. And then vitamin D, best if you could get it from the sun, expose your body to the sun. But if not, fatty fish, herring, sardines, milk, and whole eggs. Two vitamins and nutrients to keep an eye on. And number three, getting correct amount of sleep. You've probably heard it a lot, but multiple studies have shown a strong correlation between total sleep time and total testosterone levels. So if you haven't already, it's really important to prioritize sleep. I talk about it a lot. And one of the things that you can do is make sure that you sleep in a quiet, dark space and aim for about 8 hours of quality sleep would be ideal. What they found is each hour below 8 hours of sleep seemed to drop testosterone levels by about 15%. So consistent time of getting up and going to sleep is really important. A dark, cool environment, making sure that maybe we stay away from blue light within about 1 to 2 hours of bed, and maybe do some things to sort of calm the nervous system down, maybe reading or taking a bath or doing some type of meditation, or just having a nice calming conversation with your significant other might be a great way to get into bed. Now, those are the three ways that you can naturally increase testosterone. One, stay within about 8 to 15% of body fat percentage. If this is maybe a bit of a stretch for you, just try to increase it to a nominal level. Under 20% would be a good goal for most males. And intake adequate zinc and vitamin D. For zinc, 10 to 40 milligrams per day, and vitamin D about 1,000 to 2,000 I use daily. And then three, getting adequate quality sleep. So those are three ways to help increase testosterone levels naturally. And if you have any questions, feel free to email me, brian@briangrin.com. I appreciate you listening, and I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much, and I will talk to you on Friday with another great interview.
Thanks for listening to the Get Lean, Eat Clean podcast. I understand there are millions of other podcasts out there, and you've chosen to listen to mine, and I appreciate that. Check out the show notes at briangrin.com for everything that was mentioned in this episode. Feel free to subscribe to the podcast and share it with a friend or family member that's looking to get their body back to what it once was. Thanks again, and have a great day.